Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTeo along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line from Mobile, Alabama, covering the Senior Bowl, Saints sideline reporter, and our WWL digital content producer, Jeff Nowak. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Before we get a little bit of Senior Bowl, your thoughts, and I think we talked a little bit about this yesterday, when Mike McCarthy didn't have anything scheduled, that sort of set the tone. And the fact that you sent a private jet with the Saints officials to Philly to talk and would it lasted over 12 hours with the interview with Kellen Moore, that sort of signaled you a little bit about where this coaching search was headed.
Yeah, and with Mike in particular, you know, I think if there was an extreme interest on the Saints end to get that interview done, it would have happened. It would have happened a while ago. And I kind of feel like for the Saints, you're really looking for a fresh start with whatever you do. And that's not to say Darren Rizzi can't be on the table, but you're making significant changes. And I just don't think they want it to rest over the level of control. Part of me wonders if, Mike had an experience with Jerry Jones. He did not want to duplicate, and maybe his asks were a little higher than the Saints were willing to get. But, you know, it kind of felt like if that interview happened, it was probably going to be higher. And it just did not materialize. So, right now, you're kind of down to, hey, Mike Kafka, Anthony Weaver, Kellen Moore, Darren Rizzi, take your pick. Doesn't sound like there's going to be any more interviews done. So, you know, you look at it now, you read the tea leaves. If there's no hire by the end of this week, kind of feels like it's probably Kellen Moore, right? But yep. You really can't do anything until after the Super Bowl. Because there'd be no incentive if you were landing on a Mike Kafka or a Rizzi or a Weaver to not get it done as early as possible. Because you got a lot of hires you're going to have to get done. You got a lot of decisions you're going to have to make and not a ton of time to do it. This offseason is going to come fast. So, you know, it's interesting. We've heard Mike Kafka talk a couple times since he's been here. He's an impressive guy. You understand why he's getting a lot of these interviews. I talked to one of his assistants, Angela Baker, who's the tight ends coach today. She had a lot of high praise for him. So we don't want to lose the guy, but he is head coach material. So we'll see how this goes over the rest of the week. But yeah, I think we are coming down toward the end here.
Yeah, no question. Jeff, you got to see a young string bean quarterback from Canada, born in London, England today. Last couple years, he completed 75% of his passes 2 years ago. Last year, 74%. Now, again, level of competition. But we had Jim Nagy on about a month ago, and we were talking about, Jim was like, Mike, I'm trying to get him here to play the Senior Bowl. And I think he can make a lot of bucks here. You got to see it up close and personal.
Yeah, and I mean, I've got a few, insights from people who've watched him play. I talked to him today. We're talking about Taylor Elgersmore. I think I'm saying his name.
Yes.
Correct. He to say he's raw is about as under the understatement of the century. The kid has never played 11-on-11 football.
It's how about that?
You know, and in Canada they play 12. You actually have an extra person on the field. You know, like the field's wider, it's longer. The goalpost is at the end line or the goal line, not at the back of the end zone. So I mean, every day he's out here, he's learning. And what I appreciated in talking to him is, you know, he's fully aware of that. He's embracing that challenge. He's confident, but he's not arrogant. He said, I asked him what he wanted people to be saying about him by the time this week is over. And, you know, he wanted people to appreciate the amount that he will have grown from the beginning of the week to the end of the week. And even from day one to day two, you just saw him gaining confidence. You know, I think the speed of the game is something we talked about. It's going to take a little while, right? You know, just where you can throw the ball, where you can't. You know, he had one pass today that he tried to rifle in between two defenders and the linebacker picked it off. So it was like, okay, can't do that. Mark it down, move on, improve. But, you know, I would be stunned if a team doesn't look at him and say, we can work with that. We can develop that, whether he's a late-round pick, a UDFA. You know, I look at a guy like Tyson Bagent out of Shepherd who came here, really had no profile, but just kept getting better and better and better. Last time with the Bears, we saw him start games for the Bears as a rookie. He's a quality player. So, no, I've been intrigued by what I saw from him. 6'5", 220. You know, he looks the part. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Armand Mimbo left the Senior Bowl. He was having a stomach virus situation that never got better. But who won today in the trenches from what you got a good look at?
Yeah, man, you know, there's a few guys that stand out. But, you know, the guy we talked about yesterday in Gray Zabel, you know, he's turning himself into a first-round pick. And you know, anyone who thought, like, oh, we're not going to be able to steal this guy, this North Dakota State guy that nobody knows about, I mean, that's going away. That's going away quick. And, you know, what makes him so attractive is not only is he doing it, he's doing it at multiple positions. He's doing it against all these big time pass rushers. And, you know, it's just kind of fascinating. And he's only going to get better and better and better. On the defensive side, you know, Mike Green at a Marshall, man.
He can rush the quarterback, brother.
Watch him go up against Josh Connerly a couple times today. He just took Josh out of his cleats on one rep. He just ran him off the line. And, you know, this is a guy who's probably a first-round pick in Connerly, who has been dominating. And it just shows you, I mean, a lot of small – the great thing about the Senior Bowl is some of these smaller school guys show up and prove very quickly that, you know, that is not a detriment. They have the ability to play with these guys, and, you know, maybe they're a little more motivated to prove that. I don't know. Another guy, Deion Walker, I've been talking about him for 3 days. Yep. Every time I see him out there, he's a behemoth. It doesn't make sense for a guy that big to be able to move the way he does. He's 6'7", 340, and he's just walking. He had a couple plays today that he walked the offensive lineman back in so far into the backfield that it disrupted a handoff out of the shotgun. Like, that doesn't happen. And so, you know, he's another guy that stood out. But it's been a lot of really, really impressive showings. It's impossible to get to them all in a 10-minute window, but now, there's a lot of really intriguing trench prospects at the Senior Bowl this year.
Jeff, before we let you run real quick, Elijah Arroyo from Miami, the tight end prospect, he had some injury issues early on in his career, but then this past year he kind of broke out, 35 catches, 590 yards, and 7 touchdowns. He measured in 6'4 and a half, 251 at the Senior Bowl measurements. And, man, as you kind of post on your Twitter page, and I've seen buzz about him all over social media, he's been uncoverable in Mobile.
Yeah, he can run like hell, too.
Dude, I mean, I didn't know much about him coming in. I knew he was a mid-round draft prospect, but every time I see him line up there, it's like the defender has got to be quaking in his boots. Like, he's going to get burned, and he does. I have not seen a single rep where he got stopped. It was maybe a bad throw. I mean, he's creating easy separation, and, you know, route running isn't everything for the tight ends. You know, a guy like Mason Taylor, for example, like, he's a great route runner, needs to improve in his blocking a little bit. But, you know, I asked Xavier Restrepo in there today, you know, I just said Elijah, and he just grinned. He's like, okay, people are starting to learn what this guy can do. And he's impressive. He's going to be a guy that gets talked about a lot during this offseason.
Jeff, my thing is, how the hell did they not get into the top 12?
No defense,
man. Man, the defense was that sorry?
Yeah, it was bad.
Goodness great. That must have been like an LSU defense of 2 years ago.
I don't understand why Cam Ward had all those stats, though.
Yeah, right. Thank you so much, Jeff. Appreciate it. We'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
Sounds good. Y'all have a good one.
All righty. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter and our WWL digital content producer.